This is your community radio station, WRFN LP, Pasco, Tennessee.
Try to betray me. Costello, you're listening to WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville. Keep listening to this station. This is the station that is playing the music that you want to hear. Don't listen to those big stations. Listen to this station. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice.
Part again, we play it, make believe. When we get to the part where I say that I'm gonna leave, everybody loves your happy end. We go straight past pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. You sparks would fly. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Hello and welcome to Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. That was a song originally released on a 1986 album called King of America, had a much more country feel to it originally. Well, it was re-recorded in 2021 at Memphis Magnetic Studios. That is the Memphis Magnetic version of Elvis Costello and Indoor Fireworks. Again, recorded in 2021, featuring Elvis Costello on guitar and vocals. Steve Nive on keyboards, David Farragher on bass and vocals, Pete Thomas on drums, and Charlie Sexton on guitar and vocals, Elvis Costello with the Memphis Magnetic version of Indoor Fireworks. Before that, the Flaming Lips from the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, released in 2002, recorded in New York in the early 2000s, In the Morning of the Magicians, and kicking off today's Cosmosis, Paul McCartney with one of his side projects called The Fireman, and consisting of Paul McCartney and Youth, and the album called Electric Arguments, released in 2008. The song called Nothing Too Much, Just Out of Sight, here on Radio Free Nashville. You're listening to Cosmosis, heard every Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Right now, we have the National Orchestra of Wales, I should say the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, performing Alfred Schnittke's 1992 composition, Symphony No. 6, Movement 2, Presto, conducted by Tadaki Otaka.
Thank you. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
Blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd promise to love me and call me your own. And then all my dreams would be shattered apart by the hum. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Hummingbird, feathered so fine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
The studio wizardry and guitar virtuosity of one Mr. Les Paul, with Mary Ford, his wife, on vocals. Hummingbird, released in 1955. That was a top 10 hit for the Capitol record label. Before that, you heard a piece performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Tadaki Otaka, composed by Alfred Schnittke. It was a symphony number 6, movement number 2, the Presto. Now, Schnittke was a Russian composer who earned his living chiefly by composing film scores, did 70 of those in 30 years. He passed away in 1998 after a decade of health issues, and that piece was actually recorded about 6 years before he passed away. He was known for polystylism, many different kinds of styles, and his goal was to unify serious and light music. Alfred Schnittke there. And the conductor, Tadaka Otaka, Japanese conductor, the principal conductor of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales from 1987 through 1995. So that piece recorded a little over halfway during his tenure as the composer, or conductor, I should say, of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville, kicking off a Motown set now, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Come on, boy, the time is right. Here I am, take my arms and love me. Ooh, there's a mist of ecstasy that's flowing over me.
What are you waiting for? Here I am, take me in your arms and love me. Ooh. tough. I need the love, my dear. I miss so much. My world is empty without you, babe. My world is empty without you, babe.
This is Philly, and you're listening to Radio Free Nashville.
Set from the Motor City, yeah, Motown tracks on Cosmosis. That from the complete single set, Volume 7 from 1967. You heard The Four Tops, I'll Turn to Stone, a song written by the legendary songwriting team of Holland Dozier Holland, along with R. Dean Taylor, who had his own hit on the Motown label with Indiana Wants Me. That produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier, released in May of 1967. It was a B-side of the hit, Seven Rooms of Gloom. Now, Seven Rooms of Gloom was a top 20 hit, but I'll Turn to Stone, which was a hit in itself, only hit number 76, so not a very high chart climber, but it did hit the top 100 nonetheless. Before that, the San Remo Golden Strings and Joy Road, a piece composed by Gil Askey, who's a Motown arranger. Now, the San Remo Golden Strings, they were inherited by Motown chief Berry Gordy from Rick Tick Records when Gordy acquired the assets of that record label. That was his chief rival in Detroit, and he acquired their assets. And Berry Gordy, not only a good music man, but a sound businessman as well. That released in April of 1967, Joy Road from the San Remo Golden Strings. Before that, a remake of a Supremes hit, My World is Empty Without You, and I really like this version better because the music seems to reflect the lyrics a lot better. The Supremes version, a great track in its own right, great production, but this, a little more somber. I think it just hits the point home a little better for that particular song. Recorded by Barbara McNair. It was the B-side of a song called Here I Am, Baby that was recorded by McNair, written by Smokey Robinson. Now, Barbara McNair was signed to Motown in 1965. She never did have a top 40 hit for the record label. And that song you heard by Barbara McNair, released in March of 1967, My World is Empty Without You. And Gladys Knight and the Pips, Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, a song produced by Norman Whitfield that was released in March of 1967. Barely scraped into the 100, or top 100, hit number 98 on the pop charts. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, a group called Honey Limited.
The breeze surrounds me and it eases me down. Falling leaves drifting toward town. You find me here. I'll be down by the brook. I'll know love, no love.
Sit back, relax, and absorb the music through Cosmosis on WRFN Nashville, Tennessee.
Recorded in 1945, just over halfway through his 52-year musical career, Coleman Hawkins playing the tenor sax on Picasso, that a piece written by Hawkins. Now, his first gig happened in 1917, and it was his first recordings were with Mamie Smith 5 years later in 1922. He was born in 1904 in St. Joseph, Missouri, the late, great Coleman Hawkins and Picasso. Before that, a group that was signed to Lee Hazelwood's record label, Honey Limited, a song called Silk and Honey, recorded in 1968. It was an American girl group consisting of Alexandra and Joan Slywin, Laura Polkinghorne, and Marcia Temer. They were from Detroit, and they were initially called the Mama Cats. Now, they moved to L.A. and auditioned for Lee Hazelwood. He signed them to his LH1 label, and they didn't have very many hits. Silk and Honey was a B-side to their version of the song called Eli is Coming, which was a big hit for Three Dog Night. That was released in 1969. And fun fact, or maybe not fun fact, but a music fact, Bob Seger actually wrote both sides of Honey Limited's first single, being they were from Detroit, and Bob was from Detroit as well. So Honey Limited, Silk and Honey, here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget about the websites, radiofreenashville.org for the station. You can find out all about Radio Free Nashville. The schedule's there. You can find out how you can help the radio station out. You can donate money, do community shares, all kinds of different ways for you to help your community radio station at radiofreenashville.org. We have a page for our website, or I'm sorry, for our show, a website for our show. There we go. RadioCosmosis.com. We have our playlists there, and you can listen to past shows there as well. We also do have a Facebook page if you're interested in that type of thing for Radio Cosmosis. And speaking of Bob Seger, we're going to play a Seger track to close out hour number one here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Jen is tired of her inhaler, wish she moved here from back east. Still she said she'd stay beside me, and she brought me a new piece. I saw her smiling in the summer sun, saw her neath the quiet moon. I knew right then I'd never leave her. She had taken me so soon. When she went, settled near the Blue Lagoon, listen all night to the wind. Sometimes we laughed, sometimes we cried, sometimes we just went for a swim. All the time my love kept growing, growing, growing. Made me feel so warm inside. All the time her smile kept glowing, and it gave me so much pride. When she went, yeah, when she went, we sit here in the evening and listen to the crickets sing, and we'll be here 20 years from now, and we'll hear the crickets sing, and she'll go,
WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee. Welcome to hour number two of Cosmosis.
Olga from Romania, and I'm listening to Radio Cosmosis.
You got everything that makes a broke down piece of man feel like a king. When you smile, the world smiles too. Happiness is an asset that seems to follow you.
Whatever you got, girl,
I'm determined to get it.
Whatever you do,
you're the best that ever did it. Kisses, sweeter than wine, makes an outright intelligent man go out of his mind. It's you I crave. Why don't you grab a little piece of my heart and make me your slave?
Whatever you got, girl,
I'm determined to get it. Oh,
whatever you do,
you're the best that ever did it. Let me kiss you. Let me thrill to your touch. Give me the inspiration that a man needs so much. I need your love always to fulfill my nights and begin my days. I love you. Yes, indeed. You're my idea of perfection. Let me in. Won't you open up your heart and let me be your man?
Whatever you got, girl,
I'm determined to get it.
Ooh, whatever you do,
you're the best that ever did it.
Thank you.
The Rolling Stones with a Mick Jagger, Keith Richards composition called I'm Free. That was the B-side of the hit Get Off My Cloud, recorded in Hollywood and released in October of 1965, so 60 years ago this month. It was on a couple of LPs now back then, and well, even now, so not as much now as it was then, but you had different American and British version LPs. Great examples, the Stones and the Beatles. On the LP Out of Our Heads in the UK, that you could find that song, and then in America, it was released on the December's Children album, The Rolling Stones' I'm Free here on Cosmosis. Before that, a Detroit-based group called The Precisions, You're the Best That Ever Did It, and they had a couple of R&B hits in the 1960s. The group consisted of Arthur Ashford, Michael Morgan, Billy Prince, and Dennis Gilmore. And You're the Best That Ever Did It was written by Jerry Williams Jr., who also produced the track. Williams was also joined by Gary U.S. Bonds and Charles Walker on the writing side of things. And that was the B-side of their last single called New York City, released in 1969. So a pair of B-sides there for you. Before that, you heard Captain Beefheart, Alice in Blunderland, that from his 1972 album called The Spotlight Kid. Now, Captain Beefheart's work, uneven, I guess that's a pretty good adjective to describe it. It was very eclectic early on, and he realized he needed to make a little bit more of a commercially accessible LP. So he tried to do that with the Spotlight Kid album, because basically those guys were broke. I mean, they almost had to get second jobs if they didn't. It was rough times for those guys. They were a very interesting group, but people just weren't latching on like they probably should have. So the Spotlight Kid was supposed to be a more commercially viable LP. It was the only album to feature only Captain Beefheart and not the Magic Band in the credits, even though all of them played on the album. So Alice in Blunderland, Captain Beefheart. And kicking things off for hour number two, you heard the Standells, Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. The Standells, probably best known for their hit Dirty Water. Isn't that like a Boston Red Sox thing? That and Sweet Caroline, don't they play those at the baseball games? I don't know. I've been to a Red Sox game, but I've just heard that. Anyway, the Standells, consisting of Dick Dodd, Tony Valentino, Larry Tamblyn, and Gary Lane. That song was released in 1966. It hit number 43 on the pop charts. It was recorded in Seattle, and the writer and producer was Ed Cobb, a very interesting guy. He was a California native, and he was in a group called the Four Preps that had a top five hit back in 1958 called 26 Miles, Santa Catalina. He went on to write some tunes, including that Dirty Water song I talked about. He also wrote a Motown hit for Brenda Holloway called Every Little Bit Hurts, and he wrote Tainted Love. Yeah, was a minor R&B hit for Gloria Jones, but then, of course, Soft Cell in the 1980s made a huge hit out of Tainted Love, written by Dick Cobb, who produced and wrote the song you heard by the Standells called Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, Bruce Springsteen.
Saw her standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ride in ten innocent people died. From the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path. Can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done. At
least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in guilty verdict, and the judge sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my land. They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
If that's where you want. family. I wait to hear an answer while I'm misconduct. Sad, sad, lost.
need somebody. Help. Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Thank you.
four artists who have expanded editions of their very important albums coming out in the next month or so. Jimi Hendrix from the album Axis Bold as Love and One Rainy Wish. And yeah, that expanded version coming out in November. And that was a lot of people believe he introduced his psychedelic nature into that album. Our experience, kind of a bluesy album. Yeah, there's some psychedelic in it, but Axis Bold as Love is really different in that way. It just kind of had a really different feel to it than the first album. So that expanded version coming out in November. The Beatles Help, yeah, their anthology version coming out in November as well, and they're expanding it from, well, the original was three volumes of two discs each. They have a fourth volume of two discs, and at first, they were going to make fans buy the whole box set, including the material previously released. Well, they had a change of heart and are releasing the last anthology, Anthology 4, as a standalone two-disc set. So if you're interested in that, yeah, coming out in November. Before that, The Black Crowes, Ballad in Urgency and Wiser Time from the album America, coming out in November as well, an expanded version of that album. And the thing about that is, a lot of people thought their first two albums were very derivative, and Amorica is where they really achieved their own sound, be that as it may. I thought Southern Harmony was their best album, but Amorica was a great album in itself as well. That expanded version coming out in November. And before that, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska, title track from his very stripped down, very bare, very very confessional album. Amazing record. Yeah, there's a Nebraska coming out expanded, has Electric Nebraska and some Born in the USA stuff as well. So fans of that, that's already been delayed a week though, and fans are kind of ticked off about that. But that is coming out hopefully in October, as they say, along with the Bruce Springsteen film. So if you're a Springsteen fan, October is going to be a great month for you. This is Cosmos on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from Eric Dolphy.
Mm-hmm.
Music from Eric Dolphy from the album Out to Lunch, Something Sweet, Something Tender, that recorded in 1964 in the Van Gelder studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, a studio that recorded a lot of great jazz recordings. That was on the Blue Note label, and it was a composition by Eric Dolphy featuring Dolphy on bass clarinet and some people in his ensemble that would end up doing their own thing in the jazz world. Big things, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. He would go on to do his own solo stuff. Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. He would go on to do his own stuff. Richard Davis on bass and Anthony Williams on drums. He later became Tony Williams. Tony Williams, yeah, with Miles Davis and the Tony Williams Project. So some all-stars on that particular recording, recorded again in 1964 at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, Something Sweet, Something Tender by Eric Dolphy. That is going to wrap it up for this edition of Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Going to close things out with Charles Mingus. Ugh, I love this guy. Folk Forms, number one, here on Cosmosis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to remind you that we don't applaud here at the showplace or wherever we're working. So restrain your applause, and if you must applaud, wait till the end of the set, and it won't even matter then. The reason is that we are interrupted by your noise. In fact, don't even take any drinks or no cash register ringing, etc. I'd like to introduce musicians in the jazz workshop. Danny Richmond drums, Eric Dolphy, alto saxophone, clarinet, bassoon, oboe, flute. Did I miss anything? Ted Kirsten, trumpet. I'd like to open the set with a composition that's based on a folk song form, has no title yet, so it'll probably appear on a record someplace titled something like, what could replace Opus? Like Opus, New Series 1, Folk Series.